the mash. It was a graveyard smash. We did the mash.
Hello, world.
Oh, we did the mash.
Welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast.
We did the mash.
It was a monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Have we ever dressed up for Halloween?
Yes. No.
We once.
I was an angel.
I was a nun.
I was a sexy nun.
He was a sexy nun.
Who were you growing up?
I
forget.
Oh, man. Isaac, what about you, huh?
I don't remember. Okay, you want to hear something really upsetting that I have to say really quick before we get into everything? Larry is wearing an item that I ordered with another mask.
No.
That hasn't come yet. If it was here, I would be wearing it. It didn't even come in time for the fucking podcast. So with that being said, welcome back, everyone, to the Where's Willie podcast, where we'll figure out where Willie is, where Willie went.
Something severely illegal now.
It's really bad.
Genuine.
He might get arrested while we're doing this.
Like, this is a genuine statement. He's actually doing something that breaks the law.
I'm still sick.
He's calling the constable. Yeah, Isaac's sick.
I don't know why.
I'm not
sick right now, so I'm chilling.
Nope. Yeah. But
dude, Isaac, your perishables are weak, bro.
My perishables?
Yeah, you're done.
What do you want to go in the pantry and say that to me again? We have beans that expire in the fucking 60s.
Ooh.
2060.
Get out.
I have MREs that are bigger than you, boy. I have MREs that taste like Skittles and rainbows.
Oh,
that expire
no, you don't.
When the Lord returneth.
Ooh.
Right, I don't. But what I do have is lots of gamer subs.
Hell yeah, we do, bro. Oh,
lots of gamer subs. We actually just got a fridge sent to us from gamer subs.
We did. We got a little
Guacamole
mini fridge.
Gamer Fart, where we put all of our little gamer subs and things in it. And if you want your own gamer subs, use code GROUP. 10% off your orders, all of them. And I believe, you know, I said to a lot of people at TwitchCon, I said, hey, the double cup, here it comes. It's October, or may the Lord strike me down. And it's the 29th right now, and the Lord is getting ready to strike me down. So I'm really hoping within the next like 2 days, we get a restock. If we don't, I die. And then on the first day, they come back, but they're coming.
I'm praying
don't
to
worry.
You, Lord, kill him right
Guys,
now.
Don't do that. Oh, Lord, don't do that.
This helmet is fruit. Like it's full chrome alloy and it's so heavy and
That's
it's
plastic.
Weighing down on my head. No,
we can
no,
read
it's
your
not.
You're strong.
You're so strong.
Thank you guys.
You
Thank
are so you fucking guys. Strong.
You have a
dude.
Strong
Grunk,
neck.
Grunk, last episode, we talked about a lot of the trip and a lot of San Diego and a lot. Well, we didn't finish the trip, but we wanted to go.
We held off
into San Diego.
Thank we held you. Off on
because
San Diego.
We wanted you to touch in on some parts that we may have forgotten. I like how it's focusing on my finger.
Yeah, look at that. It's really quick. But what really sucks is that we purposely didn't talk about it because we were missing a trooper. And right now we're missing a trooper. Makes us very sad.
Yeah.
But rest assured, Willie told us to go ahead without him. It was really dramatic and everyone cried.
Doing illegal things.
Yeah, he's doing illegal things. He's
could, like,
doing a lot of
like change him, but we just can't change somebody.
He
you know?
Turned to a life of crime.
He did. He's slinging dope on the streets.
I'll admit it's pretty scary though. You know, it's Halloween season. It's scary that he's doing crime. But hey,
it's actually kind of cool he's doing crime.
Wait, actually, dude, correct me. May the Lord strike me down if I'm wrong. But isn't this Friday the 31st Halloween?
Yes.
Holy crap, a dolly!
It's like they're watching.
Happy
Halloween!
It's Halloween. All the
Happy
groupies
goddamn
around
Halloween. Halloween.
Where did my other eye go?
Wait, Tanner, what are you?
I could be two things. I could be Benson Boone or I could be a Texas football coach.
I could be a concept. I could be an idea.
I could be a concept
Dude,
and idea.
Tanner and I are actually thought. Being a concept and an idea for Halloween. we're going to be free will and determinism. It's gonna be Wait, awesome.
Did you guys like take a philosophy class?
We did actually. First semester.
I knew it, dude.
College year.
Hell
free will and determinism. Yeah. Well, I want to be for Halloween. I want to be a stoic.
Yeah.
Excited for this.
I'll be. Oh man. I'll be Hades.
Can I be Cerberus and you got me on a leash?
Big heads on you.
I look exactly like me.
You'll look like Franklin and Chop from that one.
Oh my god,
that'd be so tough.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Oh,
that'd be so
sick.
I don't remember where we left off. I think we're talking about the road trip, but we're not going to continue that right now.
All right, yeah. Let's spin the wheel back.
Because I do want to, dude, there was so much that happened and before we all fucking forget, which I already kind of low-key forgot a lot.
I low-key forgot as soon as I got on the plane home.
The plane of
you had a lot on your mind. I remember.
Yeah, why am I on the plane right now, bro?
Yeah. It is.
Going through pictures will definitely help.
Yeah. I went into TwitchCon. So.
There you go.
It was TwitchCon. First day was like walking around. I saw some of the footage, and I saw that you were like taking footage in front of Minecraft. You wanted to ride the damn fucking.
That was one of my favorite things.
More gold. I'm so
Can't
sorry.
You tell?
That was really gross.
You okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, look at that.
There it is. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I love the A pose that you struck for that.
Boy. That's,
come on.
Very nice.
Yeah, looks like you're about to lift off.
That was a highlight.
Okay, wait. Real quick, I know like every single person on planet Earth says this, but is the fucking streamer loot getting lamer and lamer every year?
I don't think I had a single gadget.
Yeah. I don't know what was in all your.
I got no training.
Get a few squares of perfume.
Like a golf visor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it was I didn't even get the
last year they gave us like Versace perfume. I was like,
"Hey." Yeah, man. Hey. What the hell happened? Y'all fell off. This year I got like stupid ass I got flashcards and like fucking QR code ads. y'all some ass.
Honestly, are we going to TwitchCon next year?
Yeah.
I don't even think there will be a TwitchCon next year.
Yeah, at this honestly, rate, dude, I don't know.
We'll see.
God dang.
It was such a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I saw, dude, furries are fire. Like, I just love seeing tails. I loved seeing furry tails. This TwitchCon.
Dude, there were some big ass tails.
There was
some big tails. I'll
there are some big old tails, and tails excite me.
There's some creature.
What? What are you going to say?
Excuse me?
There's a creature?
No. Revert. The Wheel of Time. The Wheel of Time. Say that again, girl.
Is it something that I said?
What excites you?
Tails excite me, but like not like that. I just think they're fun.
Hey, yo. Good catch, Peacekeeper.
Is there a furry outfit for kangaroos? Because that's the kind of furry I'd be.
Dude, you'd be a great kangaroo.
Wouldn't that be sweet? It's strong enough to hold your whole weight back.
Yeah, like I want to get a strong tail so I can just like kind of lean back on it.
That'd be awesome.
That would low key. I'm thinking about that right now. A tail would be sick. Like imagine being a kangaroo, being able to bounce back and over and then back and then all of it.
Yeah, I lean on my tail and then I kick Isaac right in the abdomen.
Nobody fucks with wings anymore, dude. Wings are fucking. How to train your dragon?
Yeah, good luck flying. Da Vinci couldn't figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just making bullshit.
You're a damn dragon. Fuck you.
Da Vinci made a circle with wings and thought it would fly.
This was Grunk.
Yeah.
Well, who were those two fucks?
Fuck the peace, bro.
Who were those two guys, Luce and Clark?
No,
that's how I imagine Grunk and Camden. Every time
they
do
talking
anything.
About the, you're talking about the Wright brothers, bro. The Wright brothers. They're the ones who figured out how to...
They were arrow, wrong.
Lewis and Clark.
The Wright brothers.
Are those not the Wright brothers? Am I tripping?
No.
Lewis and Clark.
No.
You know planes were only invented like 100 years ago?
Yeah, bro. We went to space.
And they figured that shit out. And they figured
they're like, you know what? Oh. This can just go in the air. I'm like...
What did Lewis and Clark do? I forget. Oh, wait, didn't they, like, fuck
they
up?
They explored the Louisiana Purchase.
You're right, they did.
In the Western Expansion.
How did I fuck that up so bad? The Wright brothers.
There you go. Okay. You said
that's funny.
What the hell are we all talking about?
I don't even know right now.
It was...
Sorry, we just went on a huge tangent.
The parties that we went to. Guys, I figured out I'm not really a party guy, or at least a club guy like that.
Really?
Like, yeah, I... Like, walking around with my drink in my hand, listening to this music that's really loud.
The music, well, oh my God. Speaking of, I actually wrote it on my phone because of how loud it was. I will say though, it is an experience and I did enjoy it. Now, I think it's one of those experiences, in my opinion, that can get tiresome pretty damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I said club music, it's louder than it should be. Definitely the alcohol can make the music sound better, but holy shit, it is loud and annoying.
Yeah.
Why did I say this? I said no one notices the swag IRL, just the face. Only remember the face. What does that mean?
That had to have been important. That had to have been important.
Only just remember the face, whatever you do.
What the fuck does that
mean? Don't forget the face.
That was probably like a godsend quote you came up with or heard that you had to write down so you never ever forget it.
You saw someone's face.
I think it was just like a note to myself. No one remembers the swag. Only remember the face.
All right. Well, y'all, because y'all went. Go ahead.
The Grunk recorded video of me in the club in San Diego.
It was so funny. And
I was just like out of it. I was zoned out. Yeah. It was like loud music just blaring in my ears. Like, I was just staring. Just like,
you're just staring. Then you like check your phone. And, like,
yeah, I didn't have a smile on my face. I was just like sitting there. Just.
It's like, that's kind of what the vibe was for the
that
club.
That was the vibe in that place. Honestly. Like, I just could not get turned to it.
I mean, I also like when we went down to the... the floor level.
Yeah, and
we
got I did get turned for a second, bro. I was jumping around crazy style.
Dude,
that is your fourth burp of the podcast.
you're out. Like, you can't do it again. You're done.
Sorry, I'm gassy, y'all.
Oh, peacemaker.
That's
gassy.
My peace with the world. I'm gassy.
Oh. The club. What music were they playing? You guessed it, like, a lot of dubstep.
Yeah,
I heard Skrillex, dude. No dub.
There's a Skrillex banger.
It was low-key, like, corny dubstep.
Nuh-uh. Like,
dare
really
I fucking
corn?
Say.
Like, what?
Hang on.
Like, name
the
a track.
Video. Here, I'll play the sound of the video that I took of Tanner.
Fuck.
That was the shit playing on the
phone.
I only want to know.
Bored as hell.
I did not
shit.
Care, dude. I did not care.
It was so funny. I laughed so hard.
Dude, that song sounded like a fucking Larry beatbox.
It did. And it was just like dance.
There it is.
Yeah, look at all these like boiler room. Why can't we have a boiler room level experience?
Dude, we're in San Diego, bro. We're in, like you got to put the
they
context.
Could be there.
You got to put the image with the context, okay? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was like my first ever club. So I was like, okay,
yeah,
I like it.
Too.
Like I
that
said, music was
been.
A little loud, but still, that was great. Only thing I would ask for next time is like maybe there's like giant walking robots serving drinks. I'll be
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that
would
make
nice.
It really fucking dope.
That'd be cool. As
cause that,
like if I saw pigs in a blanket, I'd be set.
Oh,
bro.
Like, oh, yeah. You know what? I'll party. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is expensive there. Like $8
yeah,
a shot.
It's really expensive. Yeah, dude. Yeah, there was somebody giving us like free pass tickets, and we can get drinks. And I got
they gave me a few.
Holy crap, I got freaking drunk, you guys. And the next day happened, which was a meet and greet. Oh,
yeah. That was,
oh, that was great. Drunk. Your hangover meet and greet was fucking awesome.
It was
remember,
awesome.
Dude. You said it was like the first club experience you had. It would have been mine, except I got to the fucking door and all of my. My thoughts in my head were like, you're huge.
Isaac,
you're huge.
If you
need to leave.
Isaac, if you waited like one more second, we would have been there.
Yeah, y'all were walking in as I left.
You would have been
I just was like really upset. I felt humongo.
Humongo?
Because I usually eat so much. I have so much food and I'm on top of my shit at home, but I can't do that when I'm like traveling. And then on top of like drinking for the first time in like months at dinner, I was like, there's only going to be alcohol in there and loud music. Do I really want it? So I just left.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. That would have been my first club experience. So
well, hey, you know what I say? Keep the peace.
You
only live once.
Yeah, that's what you say, Peacekeeper. That's
right. Peacekeeper says keep the peace.
Keep the peace.
Keep the peace.
Keep the peace.
Well, that's about it, guys. It's all San Diego.
Hey.
I mean, that pretty much was all San Diego.
Whoa. You guys.
No, what else? Besides the parties, there was lots. No,
I got this really cool. Yeah, I got this thing from the meet and greet. Let me grab it.
Yeah, and then
it pulls out like a fucking plushie with an air tag in it.
It's got his little thing
beeping.
That keeps
beeping, and then there's a red light that keeps beeping.
It's track my like funny club Sona, bro.
Whoa!
What the hell?
Like, ain't that the sweetest thing you ever saw?
Ain't that the thing? Ain't that the thing?
Like, you're that's so freaking cute.
Wait.
I got one of those too.
Yeah, you all got one.
We all got one. Mine's still in the box.
Ah!
It's fire, dude.
Yeah, Larry, you got one too.
What?
Going right on my desk.
I've never seen it.
It was in bubble wrap. This really sweet.
Yeah, it was bubble wrap.
It was like, here. Mm-hmm.
Dude, and it's so funny to joke, like, you know, like we all take home a sculpture with the air tag in it, and it's like, that's hilarious to think about.
It'd be really
like,
funny.
And true. And true.
I wouldn't even be, I'd have to give it up. Be like, yeah, wow, you got me.
Yeah, mean? Honestly.
Yep, this is where we live.
Oh,
we got
give
air
it
tagged.
Up like location. Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, you guys got me.
Yeah, because I got like four air tags, dude. And honestly, like.
You wouldn't even notice.
I wouldn't even notice. Yeah, I was going to say. Because I think
I kept getting the notification of like the tracking.
Grant was like, Why does my phone keep saying that there's an AirTag nearby?
That shit, dude, it sent shivers down my spine. I was like, you're fucking kidding. What?
No, dude, it was
I had an AirTag in my bag and also in my wallet. So that could have been it.
I got my keys, my wallet, my bag, my backpack, I mean, and my luggage. God,
forgetful Frank. The fuck?
No, it's just like in case any of those fucking walk away from me.
You know yeah, we would hate that if it walked away.
Dude, yeah, if my suitcase walked away.
Game over.
Game over. Walk away. You're cooked. I left my drink. You're
cooked. Make this a gift. Yeah. At home. Gift this. Gift this.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. no, but then later that night, Grunk and Tanner, we went to Little Italy. We went to Little Italy.
Later that was that same night?
That was that same
night. The club night?
Not the club night. No. Meet and greet, bro.
Yeah, sorry. I was about to say. Sorry. I was in the past.
But yeah, later that night we went to Little Italy and that was fucking awesome.
And ate that pizza.
Ate that Mr. Moto.
Pizza was pretty good. I liked it. Yeah, Mr. Moto.
Y'all talk about that because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then Grunk was pretending to be like a hyper-fixating fan. And
yeah. Like, I've been following Larry's career for a long time.
You were like sneaking your way into becoming my manager over time.
Mm-hmm.
You slowly snuck in words. But yeah, no, that whole part is also really, really funny. I got to look at that as well. And then after that, you did a handstand after you ate pizza. You
did
for that dancer. And then you found a stage and you acted like a comedian on top of the stage.
That was a good night.
That was a good night. And then later that night, we did the reversal war thing. And then we went home.
The reversal?
All it took was one margarita. And Grunk's like doing it all.
I didn't. I was sober.
He was sober.
I was completely sober. I had pizza,
one slice of pizza,
and then you know the camera comes out, and I'll do fucking anything, bro. Dude, yeah, I turn into a fucking maniac.
One slice of
questions asked.
But yeah, that was pretty. That took a lot of courage for me to do because it was like the spotlight really was on me because one, I had a camera on me, and two, a handstand in front of the live performer, and it's like.
You did a great handstand. I saw it.
You did good.
With my eyes.
You did good.
That was honestly one of my best handstands ever, and I hope you guys get to see
it. Hey, kid, you did good. You did good.
The peacekeeper thinks you did great.
Grunk, I remember you tried doing a handstand like in the Gamer Subs booth with Average Harry. And,
oh, yeah bro.
That so was, many people.
That
there.
Was a bad I was idea.
Like, I was like, you're going to kick down all these walls.
I don't know why.
Dude, when you and Harry click, it's when you and Harry click.
And like, whenever, just like, I literally did the same thing in, whenever I got home, I got pizza with my friends and, you know, the challenge I was showing you guys with the like crazy positions or poses, I was trying to do that. But like in the pizza place, my arm just like gave out and I just fell on the floor, like straight up. And it's like, I need to learn when to chill, you know, I need to learn when to just like dial it back a bit.
You be playing too much. Son.
I do be playing too much, way too much.
Okay. So then after those 2 days. We had the third.
I don't even remember.
The eventful third day. Ew. On the third day.
What was the third?
We had the
Zoom.
Everything day. Yeah, that was the everything day. That was the part where we went to Artist Alley and we walked around there. And then we went to the zoo and walked around there. And then we got dinner after that. We got that little Italian, the Mona Lisa. We got the Mona Lisa. Oh,
that, so I loved that. That was one
that
of my
place
favorite
was fire. It only took, you know, like 40 minutes to take out the appetizers. Service. But, and there's like no one there. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But when the food came out,
Nick was about to fucking charge the kitchen, bro. He was so upset.
He was getting so hangry.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
If it doesn't come out in 2 minutes, I'm walking out.
Dude, do y'all harbor the guilt?
Like 3 times.
Yeah.
Do y'all harbor the guilt when you're like irresponsible for low-key picking the squad, the squad choice of eats?
And
you pick, and it's like not at all going well.
That's like when you pick a game, and you're like, guys, you're going to love this.
And it's like everyone hates it, and like, do I feel bad for this?
But that's not how I felt, because I had a glass of wine or two, and that was like, I was right, you know?
You got right.
Oh my God.
I felt super guilty. Nick was mad.
What happened to your elbow?
It's just purple, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because we had the freaking...
It scared me for a second.
We were on a time crunch. That was the...
That's what it was.
Because you guys are waiting for the haunted like trail.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the haunted trail at Balboa Park, and it was like I think when we finished dinner, the thing started. But we had those passes where we had like an hour window to get in. So we were low key okay.
Dude. yeah, that was pretty funny.
We could talk
we watched like a group of three people get like kicked out. Like,
dude, yeah, that was
crazy,
like, for me.
Evicted. Bro.
That was like the scariest part.
You three out now.
Were they not even like that, bro? It was like, hey, you three out. No, we saw you.
No,
out.
Done.
That is,
you're done.
They're like, what do we do?
And the guys in front of us, dude. There was like one dude in front of us who was like, it was those three. It was, and then his friends were like, don't say anything. Stop. You're bringing attention to yourself.
What did they do? I don't even know.
They spoke underneath their breath, or they spoke out loud and called one of the workers like a bitch. And they were just saying,
no, they didn't. How did you figure that out?
Because I was trying to hear them, and they were saying that. They were like, we know what you said, or something like that. I don't remember. But I know they said something to the very first lady at the start, which she was.
The first lady was there.
She was scary. Yeah, she was there. She was the one who kicked him out. The first lady, the one that we...
What the hell is she doing there?
In the waiting box?
Okay, I was trying to make like a president joke.
I'm
like
smiling
the first,
at you right now. Because
first lady.
What the hell is she doing there?
I'm trying to remember who the first lady was. Is it Ivanka? Ivanka Trump?
I don't even know. What is she doing now?
Yeah. what the hell is Ivanka doing at this haunted house?
Wait, she was at the haunted house in San Diego. All right, that's two gifts, y'all. Get on.
Sorry, no.
Gronk,
no, no, no. Dude, I'm trying to scratch my head. I forgot it's all chrome.
It's
so itchy.
It's all chrome.
You can't itch it,
Larry,
bro.
I want to super glue that to your head.
Help me.
Okay.
The haunted house was fun.
That was scary.
That was pretty fun.
And that was
Terry really missed out on getting chased by chainsaws.
I know. I was sick and tired. I had boogers coming out of my nose.
Ew.
I love.
And I was swallowing
booger.
All my phlegm. I was just like,
ew, pu.
And then I ate that pasta from that restaurant, and that put me out.
Did anyone eat my chicken parm leftovers? Because I totally forgot about it.
No,
we brought it back on the plane. We checked it in.
Yeah, dude.
It's in our fridge.
Are you sending it? Is it coming my way?
Yeah. We're sending it back.
No, we're going to save it for you. You can come over whenever and get it back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I actually look forward to that.
It's in the fridge.
Guys, that was cute.
Oh, I was at Wholesome.
That was so sweet. And there then, and then Grump.
Dude,
yeah.
All right.
Look at this pic I flicked of Larry. I snagged it, bro. He looks fire.
Damn.
He's like edited in.
I had to pee so bad.
It looked like it's a fucking crazy. Men's warehouse ad.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You had to pee?
Dude, that's the why is my like leg and body portion 1-1?
It really
that
is.
That is insane.
You are 1-1.
It's a 1-1. You're
A1.
You know why? Because you're one of one.
Oh. Yeah.
He just kept the peace.
He's just keeping the peace.
Huh. I have so many pictures like that of Larry. His monkey hat, too.
Yeah, I love his hat, dude. Come on.
I love the monkey hat, dude.
The San Diego Zoo. Did we talk about like the lady?
I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
We did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, F me.
What worker?
Remember that at the very start, we were looking at a squirrel, and then one of the workers came up.
Oh, we got
and
blessed.
She was like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got blessed, and we got free passes into the thing, and we got
that's so awesome.
I will say, by the way, the vlog is going to have, we're going to have a voiceover. Me and Nick looked at it. And we were like, damn, this is kind of incohesive as fuck. Because we low-key just recorded in and out, no context. And there was just a lot of, like, what is happening.
Like an hour and a half of B-roll from what I remember.
Yeah. So now, moi can take the role of voiceovering. Or we can go to Fiverr and we can look for an, like, old wise voice.
Nah. That gotta be a one-time thing. They're so expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm talking like 100 words is like $100.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What kind of rate is that?
Well, when you're going for Arthur Morgan or Morgan Freeman, I can understand.
Bro.
Why.
Well, you don't have
those
to go
guys
for
on
those,
the street.
A dollar a word?
Hey.
Hey. I just made a dollar. Whoop, that's $6. Whoop, that's $4.
Dude, them's them guys that be like, I can be any impression. Just say a character and I'll be the impression.
I tried that once. They fucking lied, bro. I literally reported them. I was like, you did not sound like
what
did
they
hey,
who
I'm,
was it?
Hey, I'm Cleveland. Hey, it's Peter.
To you.
$100
Peter.
To you. And Peter Griffin.
It's like the same voice for like every cartoon
I'm SpongeBob.
Hey, I'm SpongeBob.
Hi, I'm Patrick. I'm Marge. I'm Marge Simpson.
It isn't hard.
Yeah,
eat my shorts. Eat my shorts.
I'm believe it. I'm Naruto.
I'm Naruto. Believe it. I'm Naruto. I'm going to be the next Hokage. I'm Naruto.
I'm Monkey D. Luffy.
Dude, you're on fire. Start your gig already.
Thank you, guys.
I'm more impressed how you just pull out these characters. I'm trying to think of like the first SpongeBob syllable that he does.
Hi.
I'm ready.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
No, I can't do it. You're right. You're right. Here's 100
You're right. What else in San Diego happened?
Well, aside from those.
Fuck, I remember why we tried to get this. Yeah, we were trying to record this like super fast after we got home, and I remember why. Because then we drove home.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was just like already like a memory.
Yeah.
Like that shit was dead. That was like 2 weeks ago now.
Dude, I was watching the Mario movie on my flight home, and that movie's like beautiful. It's really like the most pretty animation.
It made Larry cry at the end. I remember.
Yeah, Larry said that he cried to. I won't air that. Larry did cry at the Mario movie. I have a picture.
No, he did. I was in the theater.
I have a little picture of you crying.
It's on my Letterboxd. I linked the photo.
Isaac, after the end of Mario movie, I look over to Larry and he is sobbing. His eyes are red. There's tears coming out.
I cried
what
because
the hell happened?
I was.
He smoked.
Let me find it.
Horrifically,
let me find it.
I was horrifically high.
I didn't finish the movie. I only got like 30 minutes in.
Nothing like that happened. Like nothing important or prominent to cause anyone to ever shed a tear.
It wasn't crying out of like, oh my God, this is beautiful and amazing. It was crying because my sense of reality and time was so skewed that the movie felt like it was like sped up at the very end. So it was like, oh my God, you're like, this is Mario. And then it was like, and then it ends. And then I'm like,
wow, it was just too much for you.
Wow.
You got overstimulated so
yeah,
bad.
No, the ending was so much, dude. In
he
my head,
tears.
I still
like,
recall
my mouth
it.
Was agape the entire time.
Like, yeah, bro. Because I was like, what is happening? By the time the Jack Black song came out, I was already dumb.
For me, it was the moment when Take On Me started playing as they were like riding through Donkey Kong land. I was like, what in God's name?
That. They did that.
They did,
I'll
bro.
I'll be damned. I'll they be damned. Did.
Oh, shit. Air.
I honestly think that's all that happened in San Diego.
Well, that low-key
no, that
might
is,
be
because a lot
all that
of,
really
a lot of
happened.
The other times, if it wasn't at the Airbnb, it was fucking getting breakfast, and then that was like the
yeah. Oh my God. I took everyone to a burrito place, and it was just like on the sidewalk, so we like it was nothing. So we
I would have been down.
Place. Me too. Actually, it would have been really fucking good too.
Honestly, I was not down, and the reason why was because I was like, all right, we're about to be like out all day, and I'm about to have a Mexican breakfast burrito. I'm gonna shit everywhere. Like it's gonna just come out.
Quitter and talk.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah, there was not much else to it.
Wait, what about that video we recorded? Did you guys talk about that? With the Swagger?
Oh! Did we talk about that? I don't think we did.
I think we went over it briefly, but we never went full into depth because...
Yeah, it's like his video.
You were there. We wanted to save it, I think.
Oh yeah,
but that was a good call. Holy shit! See, we just like for more.
Well, I think to be fair, I think that's the only other thing that happened. You know that I can think of.
It was.
Yeah, that was another. Aww. That was a holy crap. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the first one. There was a video we recorded, I think, a year or two ago, with Swagger, and it was like trying out different.
Dude, that was
foods.
Only last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like,
I had that like, short ass hair.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
It was 1 year ago, and we did. It was all guessing. I feel a burp. Someone take over.
Go ahead.
I don't remember that.
I'm here
think
back.
I was there for that.
You weren't
no,
there. Where are
you?
You
weren't.
Yeah. I wasn't either.
I remember we went to Swagger's Airbnb, and then we ended up cooking like.
You're cooked.
A bunch of just like weird. Foods. I don't remember any of the dishes.
It was a bunch of
Larry
mixtures.
Does because he puked five times.
Yeah, that was cool. Are you talking about for this video or the last year's video?
What happened last year? What were the foods? Because this year was so much worse.
Well, There's a lot of yeah, this year was
better.
Pretty
gnarly. We made gamer subs.
No, it was like, okay, it was worse by like one food, but not like worse entirely. I feel like the last one was like, because the last one was like steak, wine. There was
oh, that's right, steak.
Fuck, what was Jello? Jello.
Yo.
You don't like Jello?
That sounds good.
Dude, Jello with like the no, I like Jello, but when they mixed it with gamer sub, it was like stinky, like smelled like feet. I remember everybody was gagging.
It did smell like feet. Yeah. I remember that. The smell was horrible. Because
they put way too much. They admit it. They're like, yeah, we just dumped the whole like packet in like a little bit of water, and that was it. Like they were supposed to do like an even proportion or whatever. But yeah, it smelled like fucking feet. And then with the gamer subs, it was like, so when you mix things with gamer subs, there's like a spike and this like sweet sort of, it's like a spike of flavor that shoots right through any food. So you get this, like, you put it in your mouth, like let's say the Jello, right? You put it in your mouth, you first get hit with like stinky feet, and you're like, ugh! And then you get hit with this like weird, like it's meant to be sweet.
Cranberry.
And then it's like,
and then the worst, feet. In my opinion, the fucking steak and wine was so gross.
The steak was good. I ate all the foods. It was not a problem. This year was a problem.
This year was really bad.
This year was not a problem.
This year was horrible.
Except for the last one. The last one was actually really gross.
No, it was bad.
Last year?
No, the last one. The last food.
Oh my God. Wait, fuck. Is that like airing? Oh shit. Can we even?
I don't know.
I'm not airing it out.
Damn.
Yo, guys, watch the video. The last food is fucking gross as shit. Watch all the way through.
Yeah. Watch all the way through. I really want to talk about it.
Me and Larry were just puking. You just got to watch it.
I had to literally excuse myself.
Like, Larry has a really funny video.
Because Larry kept on, like, he kept on gagging. And they got to a point where they're like, wait, Larry, wait, look, keep eating.
I was like, yeah, this one, Larry, here.
have this.
Here.
You look pretty sick. Try this.
And then whenever Larry gags, I'm like not close, like far behind. Like I'm also going to start gagging.
Yeah, I'm like sympathetic. If I see or hear puke, I'm like, I get nauseated.
Really?
Yes, bro. Yes. Stop. Only when it's real.
Oh. No, that's pretty real. Yeah. Aside from that, trip overall, kind of a breeze. I think it feels more like a breeze because when you're looking back at it, it's like, you know.
It really does. Like, it's weird because it like low-key feels like nothing happened really, which is strange.
But
like
everything happened. Every single moment of the day, there were things happening. Yeah. Like it was by far, in the moment, it felt like one of the busiest periods ever. But looking back at it, it feels like it was just zip. And that was it.
Zip.
Dude, whenever I got back, like over the entire trip, I didn't look at any of my school stuff at all. And whenever I got back, it was like I was suspended in outer space with no point to grab onto. It was crazy. I was like, where am I?
Where am
I? You know, it was,
how many assignments did you have to like start or finish or what happened?
I don't think it was much. It was just like the initial of like, damn, I have no reference point. Like I have no schedule in mind for the week to come, and I have no schedule in mind for the like what happened 4 days before. So it was like I had no reference point of what I needed to do. So it was just like, holy cow, this is a crazy feeling.
Oh my God, but you guys.
I got it done. What is it?
Revelation 7:2, Larry. I remembered what I did this week that was I wanted to talk about really fucking bad. I wanted to talk about the Chainsaw Man movie, you guys.
Dude, I want to see it. I want to see it.
Revelation 7:2.
You can't talk about it too much.
So
yeah, don't spoil.
I'm gonna spoil everything.
Yeah, spoil it all.
Me and my friends are gonna rewatch like the first season. Then we're gonna.
I tried. I got bored of episode two again. Like, how the fuck
what
you just
hell?
In a car? Right
you got
now,
a problem.
Bro.
You got a main problem.
Are you serious?
I don't know what it is? Huh?
You got your dopamine fucked.
No, it's
yeah,
not
you also said that about Full Metal Alchemist, which is actually a very insane anime. He hates
what
it. He's like,
hell?
I tried episode one, hated it, couldn't do
episode
it.
Episode one?
Listen, yeah, I hate it on the sixth try of the three episode rule.
Yeah, it's because you watch the same three episodes every time.
I know, I don't want to go past that because I don't remember. It's like a year
apart. The second episode's
every
literally
time.
So good, you don't even know.
Oh my God.
Isn't it when they're like in the alley and something stupid happens?
No, you don't. No, don't. Just skip to the second episode and watch it from there on out. You make me want to punch you in the face.
Oh,
fuck.
Whoa.
Speak your truth about Chainsaw Man.
Anyways.
I'm getting serious.
Before I get up there. I'm so after the last podcast was recorded, me and Tanner went to the movie theater immediately after. And we drove up. He was cutting through traffic. He was cutting it up. He was cutting cheese. Chopping he was cutting it. Everything up. Mm-hmm. He cut up a fucking bus, dude. The kids flew out.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of my way, bus. And I just
My eye.
That's horrible.
I was like, we're making this movie, Larry.
Yeah. No, because, we were like low-key like right on its ass. And when we got to the movie theater, as soon as we walk into the theater, it's like the first. So like the intro was like this like move. It was like a, I guess it was like a music video thing. I don't really know. Like before the movie, before the movie actually started.
It was like
started,
the anime intro.
It was like an animated movie or animated music movie. Music.
AMMV.
Yeah. There you go. So that was cool. But yeah, that movie was superb. I like to always see the adaptation from like, you know, you have manga skills to then the visuals. And then it's just like, fuck, dude. There's so many good in-betweens.
One Punch Man took that to a new level.
I don't
want to
talk about
that. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yes. That's another thing that happened to San Diego that we'll get to after in a minute.
Wait, that was fucking Gronk. Sick.
Huh? I got to tell you this, Gronk. That Chainsaw Man movie is so good. Everybody in the theater, like, after a scene happened, just pure silence. Everybody was just glued to the screen. Not even a word, not a phone.
It was like an hour in, and like there was a scene where it was super loud because there was like fighting going on, and then it kind of clears out for a sec. So it's like dead silent, and you can hear like the fucking, you could hear the silence, and nobody moved it. Like not even like a scruffle of their shirt.
Not even like a peep from a church mouse.
Not even.
And I kept looking at Larry. I was like,
packed theater too.
Yeah.
Was it packed?
No. Okay. I posted a photo. It didn't look packed, but there was a lot of people. There was a lot of people. Yeah.
You gotta remember, it's an anime movie. Not a lot of people are like into that.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Was it theaters?
There's a lot of people in that theater.
There's a lot of people in that theater.
Well, imagine Marvel Avengers.
But yeah, that movie was awesome. Unlike fucking One Punch Man season 3, dude. Fuck that.
Worst show of all time.
That really like, when we watched the first episode and when it ended, Tanner was like, "What? No, no,
like, that can't be it. That cannot be it.
What,
dude?
It was the worst ever."
The second episode a try, and we're like, oh my, it's the same thing. I was like,
dude,
oh,
apparently
insane.
We missed one of the funniest fucking scenes ever in episode 2. But before that, I just want to explain that we're in San Diego, and Tanner and I had stayed home from, I think, a party that Nick had gone to, maybe Grunk to. Larry was asleep. And
I was there. I watched it with you guys. Huh.
Yeah, what do we do? We turned it on. We turned on. No, this was like the night before or something.
Grunk was there too.
Hold up. It was the night before. Tanner and I were like, ooh. Like, would this be naughty? Hold on. Okay. We watched the first five seconds of the intro, and by God, it gave me chills.
It really gave me chills.
The first 5 seconds. Turn it on right now. If you have Hulu, turn it on. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I don't even know.
This shit was set up for greatness.
Maybe I'm the devil, but like, I didn't even think the intro was that crazy.
Dude, just the first four seconds.
It was all right.
Dude, it was like,
I was like
a fucking laser beam coming out of a fist, dude. That shit was
and
like
then I paused
epic.
It. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, we're like, we can't do this. And then unfortunately, we did do it with everyone. And let's just say that shit was so it made me actually like upset.
I've never been so disappointed in anything in my entire life.
I was waiting for like anything to happen. Like, there was such little animation that I couldn't believe it. I genuinely couldn't believe it.
Goro was just like sliding down the stairs. It was like,
that was oh my God, that was in the episode 2, and it was so bad.
Dude, that shit blew the fuck up. I saw that shit on Reddit, and like everyone was dicking on it, and someone even animated it like where it looked like, you know, how it's supposed to look. All on their lonesome with like a free app, and it was like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So they can
hold up, because dude, you want to hear some fucking nanas?
Yeah, what?
All right, you know, season 2, like it was different, but it wasn't the worst ever. It was the same studio.
Yeah, same studio.
I'm looking at people critique this show, and they're like, oh, it's not the studio's fault. It's these guys' fault because they chose a studio. Like, no, bro, it's the studio's fault. Like, I don't care.
What about, well, I saw that there was a different director.
It might have been that.
They changed that up.
He deactivated his whole act.
Because, dude, there was...
Really? He was gone. Yeah, he got, like, bullied into leaving.
Wow.
Dude, don't fucking upload dog shit. That deadass... I've seen fan animations deadass so much better than that. That's not even, like, an understatement at this point either, because I was like, oh, surely this is going to get topped. But it's not getting topped. That studio can't out-animate the shit that came out in the time waiting for it to drop.
Yeah. It was something. It was something. Yeah. I figured out, or I learned that there was like three different directors per season. So there's like one season was, every season had a different director, essentially.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Who honestly knows? It could always be like reasons with someone doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, season one did too good. We need to fire this fucking guy. Are we stupid, bro?
I think it's because the first season was like more of a passion project than it was. And then they were like, we got to continue.
You didn't mention
now.
That.
Yeah,
like, crap. And then the ones who animated that first season moved on to other projects. So I was like, oh, crap. We can't work with them now.
What if we gather the Avengers? Like all of the people who worked on the first season.
Why is nobody thinking like that?
It's like finding them. What movie did that? Was it Fast and Furious or was it actually Avengers who like went and found the people after they like returned to their normal life?
It was both, bro. Avengers. Actually, it was both of those movies. Like, of course,
we need you.
Yep.
Hey.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
Oh,
it's been too long.
And kids now.
I'm not gonna do it this time.
It's Thanos.
All right, I'm doing the job. Just this Jason one time. Jason Statham. What's the job? All right, I'm in for the job. No, you're not gonna get me on the job.
Guys, it's really hot in this.
What's the job?
Sorry.
All right, well, it's like all the things we could talk about ever. Now what?
We haven't even talked about the actual road trip.
We haven't.
We're 42 minutes in. We haven't even talked about the Grand Canyon.
No, because we wanted to talk it with Nick, which unfortunately is not here.
Three podcasts in a row. Is that even worth?
Well, I mean, we could talk about it. Fuck it. Throw it all in. Gronk, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll be a diligent listener.
You'll like it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Where did we leave off?
We had left off, I believe it was after L.A.
After
we were talking about
$150
in snacks. Yeah, there was $150 in snacks. Wow. And that was really fucking sweet.
Gronk, you won't believe it. We spent $150 on snacks.
And I didn't even know. I literally got sandwiches and Funyuns, dude.
It's the hotel. The hotel got
Beverly Hills Hotel.
What? That's Hotel. All you got?
I got three bags of Funyuns. Okay. Yep. Three sandwiches. And they were like the tiny sandwich. They're not even that big.
Yeah, yeah.
Two protein drinks, two Diet Mountain Dews, and two Rice Krispie Treats.
$150.
Which and actually, you realize after should you have paid? Been like $60 or $50.
Yeah.
But it was $150. Yeah.
Was it after you paid, you realized?
No, like, he just wrote all the stuff I got on a piece of paper. He's like, all right, you're all good, I'll charge it. And I was like, okay, he didn't even show me a price or anything.
I guess,
and then I got stuck in an elevator because I didn't know how to work it.
That whole night was just
elevator too rich.
That was a debacle. That was just a crazy night.
It was a lot of money spent that night on top of the snacks. And then...
And the next morning, we got three acai bowls, and they were $100 also.
God.
Oh my LA God. Is just no.
LA sucks. That's all I got to know.
So I said that the acai bowls are, they were like, I live in LA, and that sounds way expensive than it normally is.
You want me to air their location, bro? I will. What was it called?
I don't even know.
It was a franchise. I think it was on Melrose. Y'all get to work.
Yeah.
But $30 for fruit and granola? Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, there was no extra toppings. It was actually $100. But after LA, we went to where?
It was Las Vegas.
It's a fucking Las Vegas.
No, it was Grand Canyon. Wait, no, it was Vegas.
It was Vegas.
So
that was the most random part.
This busy-ass trip that we all had, when we went to San Diego, we finished and then immediately went to Los Angeles and then went to Vegas. And in Vegas, what the hell did we get up to? I think we did the same thing we did in LA, but it wasn't $150.
Yeah. It was actually pretty chill.
We actually, we DoorDashed food and there's a whole fucking montage.
Oh,
there's a video of me beatboxing in my boxer briefs with a tank top on and glasses indoors in fucking Vegas.
And we were like,
good morning.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that was a crazy video. That video was like, that just made me feel weird. Good morning. When that song you were singing was like, what is happening? It was so weird.
Oh, how you invented that song.
It was so strange.
It was like all the food you could eat. It was great. That was a great night. But it was just really funny because we were in Los Angeles the night before. And then we were in Vegas.
Staying at the Rio in Vegas. We didn't do anything. We just slept there and left.
Yeah. I thought you guys gambled. I thought y'all played some shit.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you about that.
Nick gambled one blackjack hand.
I did
one
blackjack hand with Nick before going outside and getting to DoorDash. What I thought Nick was doing was he was going to go to bed.
Okay.
That was not the case. He actually... Gotcha.
He had $100 to burn.
Oh, he had $100 more dollars on top of that, and then $200 more dollars on top of that.
Oh, is that so?
And then $50 more. And,
oh my Lord!
He did not come back with the trillion. So,
did he lose it all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I don't know. I didn't even know that he was still down there. I don't know how fast it took him, and I really wish he was here to explain.
He was by himself.
Bro.
Yeah, he was down there all night by himself in this one blackjack.
Oh my God.
Wow. Y'all left him to rot.
That sounds so sad. I wasn't like that. I'm sure it was like a 20 minute thing, but it's just funny. Think about it. Help. Help me. Rhinovirus. Rhino.
Somebody help him.
Dude, everybody got the rhinovirus from TwitchCon. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Thank you. Meet and greet.
Yeah, what the fuck is a rhinovirus? What is that?
It's like
a rhino that gets into your lungs. Yeah. It's like a big rhino bacteria.
That much is true.
There's a rhino.
But it actually makes you sick for literally a month because I've still had like phlegm come out of my throat.
Dude, I'm still blowing my nose and I still have like a weird raspy voice.
Yeah,
listen, guys. Get that immune up. The fuck?
Dude, I did. I took all
my immunity is all the
way. Yeah, you did. I ate the gummies with Isaac, bro.
See? What happened?
Look at you now. And look at you now.
It had to have been a road trip thing. I think you got it to tap out early.
Yeah, I did.
Lucky
I got an early leave.
You lucky guy.
Wait, what?
But Vegas. Going back. Vegas. After Vegas, what happened? We went. Oh, we had to go, home. Back to Austin. Mm. So we had to drive. But on the way, we took a one-hour detour. And went to the fucking Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Went through Arizona Flagstaff down to the Grand Canyon.
Dude, and it was beautiful. Fucking fire because it was like
I
desert.
Think it was worth it.
It was really random too. It was desert. And then it was like a bunch of tall trees. And they're like, okay, we're in the forest now for some reason. And then it's like, we go there, the Grand Canyon. It's a huge canyon, massive canyon, big canyon, unexpected huge. Canyon, right?
Grand. It's Donald Trump.
It's kind of surreal.
Massive canyon, humongous canyon.
It's a little surreal to see it in person, I will say, because I've never had much like of an interest to see the Grand Canyon.
If you looked all the way to the right, it was canyon, and if you looked all the way to the left, it was the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. You had before and after, and it was like a pretty damn. And then Tanner was acting like the damn owner with this cane.
Only looked at it flying over it. Which was also pretty cool, honestly.
It's nice.
It's cool. During the day?
Yeah, I think we went to Vegas, I flew over it, and it was like, whoa, that's just a bunch of disruption.
Me and Isaac
were
talking about filling it in with asphalt, making a parking lot.
Yeah, we're going to put a Walmart somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We're thinking, oh, wait, no, Tater had a really good idea. He said, Tater said we should get all the trash in the whole wide world and all dump it in the canyon. And then we'll pave over with the asphalt, put a Walmart on it, so we won't have to worry about trash ever again.
That's kind of smart.
The way that Tater thinks is smart, but very dangerous.
Tater.
The thing that Tater does, it's really good.
Tater has such a positive outlook on life.
Tater.
Before we move on, I did want to say though that I think I already mentioned it that after we left Las Vegas, we stopped at a gas station and then I hit my first fucking lucky pot with buffalo and I fucking
that's my language. Yeah, can we dye it down, please?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you guys. I flipped it. Yeah, I know. I have to be like, oh. Okay. I flipped it. I got 50 out of a 15. Thank you. It was a Buffalo.
That was kind of crazy.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
It was, I'm not kidding you, two spins.
Two spins. Yep. And then I had like 15 free ones, dude. That was so sweet.
If you go to gas stations outside of Vegas, they'll have a slot machine, and those are the winners.
Because those are the ones there. Yeah.
Those ones are primed.
Yeah. They've seen Larry before.
They're cranked.
They've seen Larry as an underage guy who couldn't gamble in the casino before.
Yeah.
So if he went back into that casino, it'd be like, oh, well, this guy's been here before.
They gave me nothing. A petty win. It was like, oh.
No. The gas station didn't know. It didn't have the facial recognition.
Oh. Right. Okay, yeah. You're right.
They heard your grandpa voice. And
I don't want to gamble after that. I want to keep the record perfect. No. And like, good.
No, you will.
You want to go 1-0?
No. No, I won't.
Just one more time.
Nope.
Depot.
Nope. That's how you find the trap.
It is how the house always wins.
House always wins. Say.
I should have taken my money off of that. Ugh. Whatever. Because I got up to like $220 for my $100 with Willie. I kept
that
on
sounds like a good night.
Awesome. It wasn't great night until I lost it all in two hands with him. He was like, let me show you the Willie way. And he grabbed my hand. And he was like, all in.
He led you.
Yeah, he was like, double down for my friend too. I was like, okay. In the end. That's what happened.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
Dude, but after Vegas, after Vegas and then after the Grand Canyon, because the Grand Canyon was cool. It was a little pit stop, but it was just like, you know, all right, we're up 1 hour and then go back down and then straight to Albuquerque. We went to Albuquerque,
New Mexico.
I don't remember if it was between Vegas and Albuquerque. I think it was between Albuquerque and Austin, but the bathrooms, bro. Holy hell, the bathrooms.
Larry can't stand trucker bathrooms.
Oh my God, bro. Oh my God.
I think it's funny. I love when big trucker bellies walk into the bathroom.
There was one memorable experience. So we're like, we stopped at this like trucker pit, and it's like that one where it's like green trucker and white. I don't know what the.
Sinclair.
Dino?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sinclair. Yeah.
So we stopped there, and there's no line. I think it's Tanner using the bathroom, and then like one other guy using it. Mm-hmm. Tanner's already in there. Dude, you're so fast, by the way. Like, what the? I walk out of the car, and then you're already in there taking a crap.
Yeah, I mean so business. Fast. I'm walking as fast as I can to the stall.
So I'm waiting. Isaac's waiting with me. I think Isaac's ahead of me. And this guy comes in, and he's like, man, I got to go so bad.
Oh my,
he doesn't ask for anything, right? He doesn't ask for anything. He's just kind of like, you know, he's giving us
hints. He arrives. He goes, of course.
Right.
We're all waiting.
Yeah, that's true. Figures. That's true. He's like, of course.
So I was like, I didn't have to like shit horribly, but he was like,
neither did I.
Man, I've been driving for like 9 hours and my collar's blue, but my neck is red. And I was like, all right, you got it.
Poop so bad.
He was like, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
No. It was so, he was like, he kind of gave me like puppy eyes. He's like, really?
No truckers be doing it for other truckers.
No,
fuck you.
Fuck you, wait in line. No, yeah, we told him, we were like, you can go ahead of us, dude. And he's like, really? We're like, yeah, go ahead. So then he goes ahead of us. There's two stalls because one of them is like broken. So it's like Tanner in one. Tanner's in the middle. He goes to the very end when it's like really long, right? And by this point, I'm like, dude, this place smells bad. It looks bad.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, Isaac, I'm just going to go back. It's not really worth it for me. I don't got to use the bathroom that bad anyways. So as I'm leaving, I hear like a fucking, oh my God. Tanner, you take it away from me because you were right next to him.
So I was right next to him and it was actually really longer than that. It was like, like it kept going and I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Kind of stand-up speech.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, quit showing off. So
you would have laughed. I would have
won the whole bathroom with
it. Yeah. Like, dude, yeah, because there's like a line of truckers behind us and they would have all
laughed. They would have loved the bathroom. That. His picture's hung in there.
Yeah, dude. Oh, and it smelled so bad. Like my feet, it was such a small stall. My feet were sticking out. You could see my feet. It was just terrible.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's tiny as hell. I have a video. Yeah. Dang, I should post it on the TikTok.
Hold on. Cause I went back to that. I went back to that stall cause I had to like use the bathroom. Oh my God. Like, dude, This was like this. It felt like somebody shit on my fucking lip. Like all I smelled was like butthole. That's gross. It was the worst fucking stink. Luckily, I was able to hold my breath for a minute and a half, like a thug, and pee.
Yeah,
and
you came back and you were like, I had to do breathing techniques to survive.
I was doing like box breathing techniques, like hardly inhaling at all, but still somehow conscious and peeing. Mm. It was great, guys.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Gas station bathrooms, 10 out of 10, you guys.
Gronk, surely you've been on like, you've been on road trips, right?
Dude.
Yeah, the fuck? Have you ever had a bad bathroom?
Dude.
You're right.
We were on a road trip together, like the same road trip.
Well, we didn't run into a bathroom nearly that bad.
I mean, Larry and I had that trucker bathroom story, which was funny.
Some of them are pretty cleaned up and they have like a good smell to them.
That was, okay, that story going is a little different because that wasn't like, oh, this bathroom's dirty. That was just like,
this
environment is really scaring us. We were like two show puppies.
Oh, yeah. Talking like about the one like, with the showers in it.
Yeah.
Let me think.
A suit of armor for sale. I was tempted.
Yeah. I don't think I've had any like truly abhorrent. Only in the dorms. When I lived in the dorms, really? those were, those got really, those got really grim. Like, wow. There are quite a few weekends where there's just vomit in the, like, just on the floor and like, or like all over the toilet. It's just really gross. Dude,
I hate when there's like stains on the toilet seat, man.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I'll just do a classic toilet paper on the seat and sit down.
Yeah.
You're smart.
And there's also one where you could tell that they just pulled down their pants and instantly buckshot and it went everywhere. Like they couldn't sit down in time.
On the side of the bowl.
Yeah. Bro, it was on like the wall behind it and like on the seat. Like they, like I think one third of their shit actually made it in the toilet and the rest was just kind of everywhere.
Like on the handle. Oh, dude. Okay.
Dude, some people just purposely pee all over the
guys,
seat.
Guys, okay.
It's grim.
The world needs to learn. I know sometimes it's bad. I know it's coming out. And bro. I know it's just, but it's like just a bit more. If you do just a little bit more to just aim down south.
Sit down.
That's what I'm saying.
No ditch,
I sit down to pee nonstop. Yep. And it's the best decision I've made in my life.
Dude, Camden and I, we just invested and we got a bidet. Like
bidets
a few days
ago.
They're kind of freaking crazy.
I
want to
get
like,
one so bad.
Our water pressure is really crazy though, so it like hurts my butt.
Like it makes you feel so clean.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you using paper to wipe poop into your butt? Like what do you
mean? Yeah, smear it all around.
Save a couple trees. Save a couple trees.
If you got a hairy butt, you're just fucked.
Yeah, you got to pull out. You got any kind of the hairs. Yeah. But, a lot of butt talk this episode, huh?
I'll say.
You know why bidets aren't really normal in America?
Why?
Because toilet paper is like a $1 billion industry.
Oh, dude, come on that fucking South Park episode, bro.
I agree with that, though.
Okay, South Park scientific evidence.
Dude, yeah, they were like, they brought attention to that shit where they were talking about how like these companies were... You know, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill Randy because Randy wanted to get that bidet.
Everybody
like,
to use a bidet.
Yeah. It's kind of nuts, though. I mean, I believe it. I'll say that much. I believe it. Believe
tinfoil
what?
Hats on.
Usually actually, I have a tinfoil hat on, but I believe it. I have a tinfoil helmet on, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but tell I me, Peacekeeper.
It.
Come on. Yeah,
I believe it. No, I saw it because.
Dang. Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, all this freaking poop talk to. Made the poop want to come out my butt.
Oh, is that so?
You're serious.
I'm straight up.
Talking about Isaac Lee, we're talking about poops and butts and bidets. And
I missed all of that.
Yeah.
No one like called me.
You were using the bathroom. What else do you want to do?
I would have answered.
I was like, Isaac.
Yeah, really? He did say that. No, he did.
Isaac.
Yeah.
I would have been I should have heard that. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, can I be like a Walmart? I'm going to be like a Walmart. What watch this, guys. You'll see.
Why do you want to be a Walmart?
Why?
Yeah, what?
You'll see. Hold on.
Say okay. What?
Yeah. Right. And then to quickly wrap up that story. Sorry if it's like, it's just...
Walmart.
Okay.
That's not Walmart. That's a big booty.
What the hell is going on?
I'm Walmart. Second Halloween is over. It's time for Christmas.
Tagged under
Twitch Merry
videos.
Christmas group chat.
That's a big
Merry Christmas group chat podcast. No. Sorry, this podcast is all over the fucking place.
Well, it was we were talking about the bathrooms between Albuquerque and Austin, and the you know.
Oh, dude, we met a fan outside of our fucking hotel.
We did.
In Albuquerque. Shout out to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And we saw a band.
We did.
They
were
opening up for Love. That's crazy.
They were. What's the band called? I forget. Trauma Ray.
Trauma Ray. Trauma Ray.
Shout out Trauma Ray. We saw y'all.
They were going to open up for Loathe, and they're actually in Austin right now, I'm pretty sure.
No way.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that was their next stop. It was Albuquerque and then Austin, part of their tour.
Oh, my God.
It was actually insane. Hi. And we called it. Nick was like, hey, you guys a band? And he was like, yep. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because you guys were like, they have like shirts that said, I'm the drummer.
I was like, they had long shorts. Awesome. I was like, oh, they had.
Yeah, so surely. They had one of those U-Hauls that was like too small to be moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And also the like band was giving like guitars. It was like their outfits, their look, and the van. It all gave the perfect travel.
Just
image.
A band.
The band image.
The vibe was the giving vibe. Band. Their vibe right. was giving hella
it was
band.
Screaming at us.
It was yodeling.
But yeah, that's the gist of the trip.
That's the gist. That's the gist. Gist of the
that is
trip.
The gist.
At least that you know comes to mind off the rip. But it was a good trip. It was a damn good trip. I unfortunately, you know, I will say that I did fall asleep quite a bit on the road there. It sucked being on the very back. I'll say that much. I could not for the life of me. I swear you guys were trolling me.
I think that's the sleepiest spot.
I thought we were gonna be. I thought we were gonna be rotating. I apologize. We should have rotated. Lesson for next time.
I like how I drove for like 40 minutes and then that was
Nick drove for like 40 hours, but Aaron drove for 40 minutes.
He insists.
He did.
He wants to drive because it's so much more fun than just sitting there.
I like how Grunk said that because that he wasn't even there and he knew.
Yeah, I was in Nick's car for the other road trip, bro.
Oh, true. Hey, anytime, bro. Anytime, I'll do it. Did you say that?
No. He'll go. No. I'll do it. No, I'll do it.
He drives so fast.
Oh, man. This video is going to be so much more funnier with Grunk's like insight on the previous road trip. Because that's exactly what he was doing.
Is the previous road trip ever gonna see the light of day?
It will. I'm so scared of that damn audio though, because we didn't have labs this time, and that audio was like you hear.
Oh God.
Oh.
So we'll see if I can pull that out of my ass. Mm. It's kind of like how this road trip. There was also like I said, it's just the all over the placeness that kind of throws it off just a tad bit. But with a guiding hand. AKA a voiceover, kind of like telling the tale. I'll do it. I'll tell once upon a time. Oh God, I'll figure it out.
I'll do it with you, Larry. We can be like
We can be like
telling us a bedtime story.
We could do it like we're like we're all like chilling at a campfire and we're telling the story and then the visuals come in.
Oh cute.
That'd be sweet.
And we could be like, oh, this is where I saw the monkey. You know, I really liked that monkey. It was really nice.
That's like a director's cut.
Yeah. Director's cut.
Yeah, that first trip was like, that was my biggest fear was just that audio and how I was able to make use of it. Because also we were on like the phone half the time. So it was like the phone. I meant phone call, I guess, and there was no calling. So it's like, okay, how do I make a video out of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like it'd just be more of like a pretty video.
It was very pretty for sure. Yeah, there was a few stops.
That drive was gorge, bro.
That was unbelievable.
Hashtag gorge drive.
Yeah,
but with every recording, there's like always a new thing added, right? This trip we had the labs that were added, which Grunk, you weren't there, but it was cool to have the labs because it was just like turn on the camera and then turn on the mics and then we're good.
And those are so easy. Like you just turn them on and we're just there for the entire day. So easy.
And then for the next one, I'm thinking about adding. I should have done it for this one, but I couldn't really figure it out. But it was like GoPros. Just different
think about for the one after that, we're thinking of a stunt double. Probably stunt doubles.
Yeah, stunt doubles. And then for after that, there's gonna whole new cast.
Okay, wait.
We're not even there.
Before we wrap it up, viewers at home. Listen, we're dumping so much resources into this group shit. Would it be awesome if we got a dummy? Let me know.
Yeah, a dummy?
The answer is yes.
Let me know.
A dummy that
are they
is
heavy
like,
though? Aren't they heavy?
No, they're like stuffed animals.
That would be so funny. You guys could have infinite bits, like genuinely.
It would be. Dude, the bits would like quadruple. What's up, T?
So Okay. Larry, you gotta remind the group chat listeners about the prompts and the drawings because they were really awesome.
Oh, okay, yeah. So last episode, I kind of snuck it in at the end, but we did a review. It was me, Tanner, and Isaac. They just so happened to be in the vicinity.
That's okay. Okay?
I'm sorry, bro.
Dude, it's okay.
But yeah, we basically reacted to, because we had said on the previous episode before we went to San Diego that we wanted you guys to draw. Actually, Grunk, it was your prompt. You wanted them to draw monsters or just an original creature in like a minute or two.
Dude, they were like freaks.
Was there really just a prompt for monsters?
It was. I don't know.
I completely forgot about the prompt. So I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. But it was really funny. Awesome. It caught me off guard. And a lot of you guys like that. So we could do another prompt. I do feel bad having people draw and like, you know, but I'll try to include as many. There's a lot.
Maybe no more drawing.
A lot of drawings.
What else?
But I don't know. We could do drawings still. But Tanner, do you have an idea? Because I know you wanted it.
You could draw us as like a cartoon character you like. Draw me as Stan Smith, draw me as Jake.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Draw Isaac as Marceline. Do whatever you want.
I can't wait to see Tanner as American Dad in four different people's styles.
That'd be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Awesome. Y'all have to sneak. Y'all artists at home, y'all got to sneak your OC into that shit and send it. That's what y'all got to do.
Sneaky OC.
Sneaky OC, and
it's
then,
gonna be like super OC. Fucking obvious too. Try to hide it.
It's like that Alvin and the Chipmunks picture. I don't know if you guys have seen that one. Yeah, giant fucking purple chipmunk in the background. It was never there. All right, trying to gaslight me. It was never there.
There was the purple one.
No,
Thomas.
No, not in my
Thomas,
memory.
Thomas the chipmunk. Everyone remembers Tom.
Thomas the chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so that's the prompt. Go ahead, draw us in like any fucking cartoon. And you sneak your OC in that.
Grunk's about to shit his pants, so we're fucking peacing. Thank you for listening.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween and Merry Christmas almost.
Guys,
we'll
have
guys
so much
week.
Fun tonight. Get so much
yes,
candy.
Dude, get
have
candy.
A get so much
time.
Candy.
Hand out leaves.
And be safe.
Time.
Be
and be safe.
Safe,
of course. Check your candy for razor blades.
Yeah, cut open every
week.
Apple because they put razor blades in
there.
They
do. Who hands out apples anymore, bro?
So many people.
So many people. All right, you heard it here first. Use code GROUP 10% off. Get a double cup if it's back in stock. We'll see you guys next week. Adios.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.